On the phone today is Chris Ayer, the director of the first three episodes of We Shall Remain, which is part of the American Experience series on PBS. How are you today, Chris?
I'm doing great. I'm in South Dakota, and I'm happy to be in Arizona with you.
Wow, so you're in South Dakota right now. Is that where you live, Chris, or no?
I live in South Dakota, but I've been on the road quite a bit promoting the We Shall Remain series, which has been really a great experience and great ride, so I'm happy to be here to talk about it some more.
So you directed the first three episodes.
That's right. I directed the first three of the five, and I just want to make it clear that I wasn't fired after show three. actually, there were other great qualified directors. Tonight's episode is the episode on Geronimo, which I know is close to a lot of people in Arizona, and Dustin Craig directed that. So he directed number four. I directed the first three, and then a gentleman named Stanley Nelson directed number five, which is the last in the series.
Well, it's a fascinating subject matter. I'm here with Keith Moses from Crit Theaters, who are screening the series as it goes on. You're on the fourth episode now. Today is the fourth.
Yeah, we're following pretty much every week. We got Geronimo playing tonight.
Okay.
We actually have it showing two times in the theater, Chris. It's at 6 p.m. on Monday afternoon and 10 a.m. on Tuesday to give people a chance to see it on both days.
Now, Chris, as a subject matter, were you involved on the ground of this, or was this something that came to you?
This was something that came to me, and, you know, I've never done a period piece. Most of my work deals with Native Americans, but it's all contemporary. And so I always thought to myself, you know, a period piece to me was, you know, leathers and feathers is what we call it. And, you know, Indians running from a rock to a tree. And that did never sound appealing to me, but when I got a call for this about 3 years ago, it was along the lines of, you know, we want to make Native people into three-dimensional characters historically, and I think that's really what we've done is you know, we've given insight, especially tonight with Geronimo, and then last week with Major Ridge, played by Wes Studi, and Tecumseh, and we've actually hopefully enlightened, you know, audiences to who Native people were and the fact that they're more than, you know, more complicated, complex characters than we thought.
Well, that's an interesting question, because do you think that, I mean, this is obviously then a cliche-busting kind of a documentary. What do you think the cliches were, or what do you think that people thought before going to see it that you are changing their minds about as they watch?
Well, I mean, hopefully, you know, what we've done, and I said this a long time ago, is that, you know, I can't stand history where Indians are nobles, and I can't stand history where Indians are savages. It's just much more complex than that. I think we've oversimplified our American history to a large degree in public school and so forth, and it's always much more interesting and diverse and complex than we assume it is. And so hopefully this series touches upon, you know, last week Major Ridge, you know, we learned that the Cherokee leader actually owned slaves, which is not a noble thing at all, but it's a piece of history that is important to note. And then, on the other hand, as our protagonist, Major Ridge, the Cherokee story, is also an amazing American leader, an amazing Cherokee leader that pays with his life. So it's much more complex than we assume.
And were you drawing upon mostly kind of historians' sources on this, or was this kind of a research project in and of itself almost?
Well, the five episodes, I think, touch on paramount places in the U.S. government Native American experience. The first episode is called After the Mayflower, and it touches upon the dynamic that changed in one generation after the first Thanksgiving. The second episode is about Tecumseh and his brother, the Shawnee prophet, and that story is important because it is the first time there's a pan-Indian movement where Tecumseh and his brother try and enable themselves and their tribes to have a consolidated Native American country within this country in the Ohio's. Last week it was about the Cherokees assimilating religiously, you know, language, social, economics, and still getting, you know, pushed out of Georgia. Tonight is about the most famous Indian of all time, which is Geronimo. You know, when people jump out of airplanes and jump off bridges, they say Geronimo, but, you know, people really don't know the story behind that.
We live just off Geronimo Avenue right here in Parker.
Yeah. I mean, ironically, he was the most feared Indian of all time, and within 10 years, he was riding in presidential inaugurations and was, loved by the public.
Mm.
So that's an interesting paradox. And then the fifth one is about Wounded Knee, which is, as close to contemporary as we get, which is about, the things that enabled me to go to college, because people stood up in the 70s and enabled Native people like myself to have certain rights and be respected as contemporary progressive Americans.
Keith, you watched it for the first time in the theater. What did you think as a Native American guy yourself?
Well, I haven't actually watched it in theater. I've been able to watch it on PBS on Channel 8.
Oh, okay.
Because I never get to go in and watch it when the people are coming. But I've been watching them, and I've been when Chris is talking about it, I think he makes a comment on the online that there was no easy answer. You could either go make a left turn or a right turn, but there was no easy choices. And I think that sometimes when we look, like you said, back at history, it seems like things were all this one way, and this is the way it was. But there, at the time, there was a lot of different choices that could have been made. I don't think any of us knows what we would have done with the situations that came upon, especially the Indians back then, and the things that they had to deal with.
Yeah.
I would have wiped them all out, or wiped y'all out of here, John, so you wouldn't be here anymore.
Right.
No one knows what would have happened. It's a difficult choice, and I think that's what this lets you look at, all the different choices that were made. Sometimes they were good, sometimes they weren't so good.
Do you think the history that has been presented in public school is less or more accurate than the history presented by tribes in America today?
That sounds like a Keith question. See that? Nice. That was an assist I gave.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess it is a complex question because...
I mean, it's a loaded question. I get a lot of those kinds of questions. It's a loaded question. I mean, I don't know, and I don't mean, that that's intentional. I mean that, I don't know. I mean, how can you accurately,
right.
describe that? I mean... my opinion is that, because again, it makes us nobles. I mean, if the tribes know everything and they're educating the public, it makes us a little bit too noble for me.
Mm.
I'm more interested in the gray areas and,
Because not everybody is good and not everybody is bad. And
right.
Some people tend to put you up in that little box and you're not in that.
I mean, I do have to say that. I mean, we have some amazing advisors that are non-Native.
Yeah.
And they're the foremost authorities on some of these issues and some of these characters. Colin Calloway, who's from who's Scottish, is the foremost authority on Tecumseh because he's made it his life's work.
Yeah.
And there may be intellectual property within the Shawnee, the absentee Shawnee, and other Shawnee tribes that is not public. Record about Tecumseh, and I know that there is, but as far as, making something that's mass media oriented, this gentleman who's non-Native has a wealth of knowledge, and we used all those sources, including the Shawnees and their blessing and their leaders. So it's an amalgamation of all these parts that I think really make it something special. And I would hate to ever make a piece of material that's exclusive, even if it's exclusive to being Native, because I think that it's just much more complex than all that.
Yeah, can you speak a little bit about what it was like to work with these guys and put this together? How long was the project total for you?
I was on the project 3 years, which is quite a long time, but American Experience had... started to discuss doing this series We Shall Remain 5 years ago, and it took them from that idea to getting it on the air the past 5 years. And I came on about 3 years ago, and we talked about the stories and why they were important, each one to themselves. And that's another interesting thing that I really think is marvelous in the series, which is the movies are very different. If you see tonight's episode of Geronimo, you'll have to go back and look at episode one and its atmospheric quality, and it has dramatic scenes that are live action that I directed, whereas Geronimo's is a lot of archival footage because, you know, there was photography, you know, during that time. Whereas, you know, Show One, there wasn't, you know, any way to document a lot of this stuff.
Right, right.
So I think, you know, the series is so eclectic, and I think that's reflective of Indian country.
Excellent. Well, Chris, thank you for taking time out to talk to me this afternoon.
It's great. I hope people enjoy it and they take something away from seeing the series. So thanks for having me.
Chris Ayers, the director and he's the director and producer actually, but directed these three episodes of We Shall Remain. Good afternoon. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Jimmy Cobb.
Hey, how you doing?
That's a speed dial. You were just barely got done, and he's already on the phone.
Yeah, yeah. You want one of these?
Yeah, I do.
Hey, well, put your name on it. Steve, how are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Would you like a copy of one of these?
I'd love that. I'm Cherokee.
Oh, cool. Excellent.
Yeah, I drive through there every day, and I listen to you guys all the time.
Where do you live?
I live in Havasu, and I'm working down in Ehrenberg building a new fire station.
Cool.
Well, y'all enjoy this. This is a great set, and it's really, really very informative, and it's been really interesting watching the ones that we've already shown so far.
Yeah. All right,
great.
Steve, thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Right, good afternoon. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. Hey, I'd just like to let you know that the gentleman who filmed this Geronimo that's airing at 9 a.m.
Uh-huh.
9 p.m.,
right.
His name is Dustin Craig. With Dustin with two N's and Craig spelled with a C.
Okay.
Yeah, he's from Fort Apache.
He grew up in Fort Apache.
Okay.
And he's done work with the Heard Museum as well as the Apache Culture Center.
Okay. Way cool.
The museum for Fort Apache. And, oh, man, I was really trying to call to get one of those movie sets, man.
I think Chris did mention his name when he was saying what was coming on tonight.
I think he did.
But, yeah, thank you for calling, though. That was great.
What's your name?
We still have more.
My name's Jesse Fisher. I was just in there earlier.
Jesse!
Okay, well, Jesse, why don't we just give you one as well, okay?
All right. You know what? You are the man.
Since you called. All right, Jesse.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, that's it, though. No more. Keith Moses, thank you very much. Chris Theaters.
Hey, thanks for letting me come by and push the stuff, and appreciate your time, John, on your show.
Hey, you are welcome.
Perhaps the best show in La Paz County on the afternoon.
Oh, thank you.
There you go.
The ratings agree.